All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for listening. Let me give you our number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Linda, can you hear me?
That is by far one of the funniest things you have ever done in my whole 20 years here. Oh, God. Man. I just died laughing.
I'm going to yell the whole show. I won't have a voice, but I'm going to yell anyway. I want everyone to hear me.
It's so true. That's the bad part. Oh, my God.
And we're going to talk about Lincoln Riley. And we're going to yell at the Supreme Court right in front of them. That's what we're going to do. Okay. This was beyond strange. Let me hear your version of Joe. Do you want to give your yelling version of Joe?
Honestly, after that, I think everybody should just sit down and be quiet and let you do it. That was amazing.
I'm gonna yell at every caller. What do you want? You're on the show. I'm going to save America. Republicans are bad. I'm Joe. See, I'm very, very cognitively alert. I call him Jacked Up Joe. So we got to start with a little montage. And that is, and apparently some people didn't like that I referred to him as Jacked Up Joe on the TV show last night. Is there any?
Why?
I mean, I thought I was actually being somewhat gracious, insane, based on what I really think was going on. But and I predicted that this would happen. Remember, I said, this is going to be fine. He'll get through the speech. They've been working on it. What I didn't expect was this guy all racked up on, well, let's be charitable. Maybe it was Red Bull. Maybe it's just pure caffeine, extra strength, Excedrin. When I get a headache, I take extra strength Excedrin. It has caffeine in it. I don't know. With all the energy drinks I've ever had in my life and extra strength Excedrin, I don't think I ever got that jacked up in my life. Yelling almost the entire time, raving and ranting. I mean, it was so bizarre and so strange. Then it got very uncomfortable for me. I went through like this little wave of like, oh my gosh, what the hell is going on here? I went from shock to like, I got to the point where it was bizarre, and then it became a little frightening. I'm like, this is the president of the United States, and he's not acting normal. And I'm thinking, this is not safe. Now, I know the mob, the media, they loved it. I know why what happened, and I can tell you the why really quickly. Because Joe Biden had to go into this speech and overcome two massive problems that he's facing. The reason it was so hyper-partisan and the reason he was so jacked up, the first was doubts about his cognitive abilities. So Joe was, let's just say, a little wired last night. How he got so wired would be a question that I really would like an answer to, but that's a separate question for another day. But Joe comes into this, but he needed to show that he can get through a speech, and with record speed, he raced through that speech. He didn't even allow the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to formally introduce him, as is per usual practice in the House chamber. No, he just got right into it, right into Ukraine. What a way to start. And so, but I became very uncomfortable, and I became actually alarmed at some points watching this whole thing as he was screaming and yelling. A lot happened last night, and it was sort of like, I would imagine, now we all know Joe's in cognitive decline, and one of the problems when elderly people have cognitive decline, and I'm going to be very sincere here, I know people that have gone through this. And it is a very sad thing to watch the deterioration of somebody you love cognitively, and they become forgetful. And then it just slowly gets worse and worse and worse because it usually is degenerative. In Joe's case, it's clearly degenerative, meaning it never gets better. It only gets worse. But there was some type of, let's say, intervention last night to get him so hyped up or jacked up the way he was. And he needed to do this. The Democrats are desperate right now. And I mean, they're desperate because they see that the country now has come to the reality of what we have been pointing out since the 2020 election, is this guy is a cognitive mess. And then they're looking at poll numbers, and they are bleeding support from the Democratic coalition, what generally makes up the Democratic coalition. When you look at demographics and they're losing African Americans in massive numbers, Hispanic Americans in massive numbers, and even young people and suburban women. And he's getting clobbered. Gallup had him at a 38% approval rating. 86% of Americans think he's just too old and such a cognitive mess to be president again. And then you get the polls, the New York Times, Siena poll, Fox News poll, Wall Street Journal poll, CBS poll, ABC poll, NBC poll. All these polls show him losing and losing, you know, spectacularly. And the problem is all the yelling in the world is not going to help that. But that's why it was so hyper-partisan, and that's why he was so jacked up. There's a reason. There's a why. There's a wherefore here. And so in the minds of the media, oh, thank goodness. Now we could put to rest this whole issue of cognitive decline. Actually, you can't. Now, let me give you just a small sample, back-to-back, of regular Joe, Daily Joe, versus jacked up Joe last night. See if you notice a slight difference. See if this does not seem extremely alarming and odd to you.
I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
EPA Administrator here with me, EPA Administrator Regan, as well.
But they failed. America stood. America stood strong, and democracy prevailed.
Dad used to say, Joey, A paycheck is about more than a job is about more than a paycheck.
It's dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower. The landing is and will be soft.
The political coverage that look. Some of the political players and some of the let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world. 15 million new jobs in just 3 years. A record. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
All right, let me step in here. You get the point. So I don't know what's more alarming, everyday Joe or jacked up Joe, but they had to do it. They really didn't have any choice. They're bleeding support among the Democratic base, but I don't think it's going to have the impact that they think. I think most people that were watching were kind of alarmed like I was, and they'll get a short-term, you know, boost with the mob, the media, and their polls. See, he was able to reset by screaming and yelling the entire speech. He was able to reset the entire narrative of what the 2024 election is going to be. Well, that doesn't negate that well over a majority of Americans think he's failed on climate change. Most Americans don't want his EV, their gas stoves taken away, their fridges taken away, their ACs taken away, their meat taken away. All these demographics, young people, I don't think are going to be particularly impressed at the screaming and yelling. There's nearly 60% of the working class that say Joe has failed them. I don't think that's going to change their views or their everyday reality. I don't think it's going to have any impact. If anything, I think our enemies abroad are going to look at this and say this is even more bizarre than we ever thought. And most Americans, over 60%, think he's failed on improving our world image, or the 60+% of Americans that believe he's failed on his economic policies, or the nearly 65% that say they're not more safe and secure, he's failed there, or the 71% that think he's failed on the border. I don't think it's going to do anything to negate that. Now, I'm just trying to be objective and think about, all right, if I'm on Team Biden and I've got these real problems and it's not looking good and the polls are bad and everyone thinks this guy doesn't know what day of the week it is, we've got to do something. Now, what it was that they exactly did, I don't know. It might have been as simple as just a bunch of energy drinks that they just propped him up on those just before he went out there. I have no idea. I have suspicions, but I don't have any confirmation. Maybe his doctor can actually talk to us about his real health condition. Not that I would believe a word he says anyway. I mean, you can get doctors to prescribe anything and pretty much say anything, unfortunately. But so he yells the entire night. I think one of the worst moments in this speech, I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene say her name, talking about Lakin Riley, the name of this young woman, this nursing student that was murdered by an illegal immigrant. And anyway, the back and forth. And then what did he do? He referred to her as Lincoln Riley. No, the name is Lakin, Joe. Lakin Riley. And then what Democrats were more mad at, people that have never even talked about Lakin Riley, they were more angry that Joe Biden mentioned that Lakin Riley was killed by an illegal immigrant. They're angry that he used the word illegal.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Pete Buttigieg had to come out there, and they're more... How about being angry over the fact that another illegal immigrant has committed more crimes and they took this young woman in the prime of her life away from her family? Or these idiots over in MSDNC giggling away that the number one issue when voters went out in the primary vote on Super Tuesday in Virginia was illegal immigration. They're giggling away. Ha ha, illegal immigration. Well, tell that to the parents of the 14-year-old girl that was raped by an illegal immigrant of Joe Biden that we even had in custody in New York and didn't deport, that raped this poor girl in Virginia. Go look those parents in the eyes and start giggling, or Lakin Riley's parents in the eye and start giggling. It's not funny. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. These families, their friends, they'll never be the same again. And then Joe goes on to say, how many thousands of people are being killed by illegals? What does that have to do with nearly 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants that he's allowing into the country? On top of that, then literally lecturing the members of the U.S. Supreme Court that were right front and center in front of this guy on how they were wrong on the issue in the Dobbs case, and then lying just outright that Republicans don't want, you know, in vitro fertilization, IVF, or that Republicans want to ban all abortion. It's not true. Just a flat out lie, just more demagoguery by the left, by Democrats. But I felt sorry for the father of this Marine. This Marine lost his son in Afghanistan, was arrested because he heckled Joe Biden by mentioning, I guess, where he served or the group that he served with. Really, we're gonna arrest this dad that is suffering and mourning the death of his son? We're going to really arrest that guy? How about we let him go on his own recognizance with a little bit of heart and understanding? Good grief. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. If I want to have a voice next week, I will stop yelling for the rest of the show, or at least most of it. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have a Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a community of about 100 homes being built for the foundation's program recipients. Now, families are already living there, including a Gold Star family and the families of two severely injured vets. They live in brand new smart homes thanks to your generosity. Now, the Let Us Do Good Village is a very special place where together families can heal, a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow up together and support each other. I mean, it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. And hopefully we'll have a lot more of them in the future. And anyway, we hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity and commit to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation.